Before we start today's episode, just to let you know, you can now nominate for the 2025 Northern Power Women Awards to be in with a chance of celebrating with changemakers, trailblazers and advocates on the 3rd of March 2025. Nominate now at wearepower.net.
Women Podcast. For your career and your life, no matter what business you're in.
Hello and welcome to a brand new episode of the Northern Power Women Podcast. I'm Sam Walker. She is Simone Roche. We are kind of week two into 2021. And I just don't think we can kind of colour this one in any way, but to say, this is really hard. This is 2021. We're supposed to be easy, Simone. What's gone wrong so far? This has been tough.
I'm overwhelmed. I don't even mind saying last week was just totally overwhelming, from lockdown to coups to just really challenging small business challenges. And I think one of the really interesting was when we went into the lockdown, everyone was expecting it. Everyone was expecting it.
Yeah.
I don't know whether I just hadn't realised we were going back to full on round one lockdown. You know, so I'm not a big New Year's Eve, you know, kind of fan. I'm not a resolution maker. It's not kind of me on that. But I all of a sudden, you know, felt really optimistic at the end of last year, like massively, right? Really optimistic. And maybe it was just a seeing out at the end of the year. But I'm worried, I have to say. I've got a shaky voice. It's a bit, last week was a tiny tears, shaky voice kind of week. You know, those weeks that you just don't think happen, where you just think, God, I just burst into tears in the middle of that Zoom call with friendly folk. So really overwhelming, really struggling from a people perspective. I'm worried about people again. I'm worried about young people. I'm worried about people in isolation. I'm worried about people worried about worrying. And I'm not going to lie, I'm worried about my business. I'm worried about this. This is my child, Northern Power Women. So please talk so I can regain my composure.
Gosh. First thing I would say is, you are not alone. You know, so many people are facing this brick wall when they've just climbed a mountain to find there's a wall at the top. And they thought, but I thought at the top would mean I'd be going down the other side again now. And then they find this brick wall at the top and think, come on, I've used all my resilience. I've used all my energy. I've used all my connection and my positivity. Come on. And it's incredibly tough. You know, you alluded to the coup there. I'm here in the United States watching, I don't know, democracy fall down around my ears. It's a frightening time. It's an unnerving time. We don't really know what the future holds. You know, I had a teacher friend from the UK on the phone to me a couple of days ago, virtually in tears, saying, I didn't know whether I was going back to school tomorrow to teach my children until the Prime Minister stood up on TV and told me. And then, you know, she's got teenage nieces and nephews who found out their A-levels and GCSEs were cancelled from the television. And, you know, the shock that I think so many people are feeling, even a week or so on, it takes time to get over that. We're going through a new process of grieving. And this sounds all very heavy, but I don't really know how else to describe it. It's, you know, we've talked about the corona coaster for the last 9 months, Simone, and we kind of, with the vaccine arriving, thought the end was in sight. And then we realise we've got a whole new marathon to run. And that's overwhelming. Don't beat yourself up about that.
Yeah, I think grieving is right. And I think it doesn't help that we, you know, lost, you know, sort of one of our friends on New Year's Day to heart attack, severe heart failure. So massive love out to Marina, Steph, Leanne and the family out there. And, yeah, they were at our wedding. And I don't know whether there's something really sort of special that someone spends their day with you.
And
I think there's something that resonates about, you know, Northern Power Man Rob had a heart attack at the end of 2019. So there's something, it's the reality again, isn't it? You know, it's that reality. And I think you're right about the wall. You're right about, you know, there's a grief around you know, losing Davy and everything that, you know, his family will lose with him. He was, you know, Mr. Sunshine. But I think the nation are grieving loss of exams, like you say, loss of time, loss of interaction, loss of whatever it is, but we're losing another space, aren't we? We're losing another period of time and another season, maybe, you know. And I was adamant we weren't going to focus on this whole, but it's beyond lockdown, this, isn't it? It's beyond COVID. There's just a real sense, you know, as again, with things happening over the other side of the pond that we're still hearing about and still sort of digesting. It's just a lot. It is a lot. But you know what? Yeah. I'm taking a big breath. I'm holding onto the table, you know, and it's, whew, we'll just put our, you know, climbing shoes on, you know, whatever.
Get the crampons.
Yeah, I know. But it's just one of them. It all came on a day where they're flipping water pipes on the marina froze as well. So you're like, I can't even have a shower. So I'm also rank, just saying.
Oh, I'm extending my arms through the screen towards you because it's just so tough, isn't it? It's so tough. You are one of the most resilient people I know. You are the person who sees the brick wall and goes, yeah, but I can see a chink there, or I can see a way over the top, or I can see a way around the side, or I'll give you a leg up and you'll be able to get over. That's the sort of person you are. And I know even in these such difficult times, you still have 87,000 plans up your sleeve and 45 million different projects you're working on. I want to talk about the network carousel that you're doing, the mentoring carousel, sorry, that you're doing on your Power platform, because that's always been something that's just helped so many people.
Yeah, well, it's got a few things, actually, which is so exciting. So today we're halfway through our virtual carousel mentoring. So we've got the wonderful Debbie Francis, now OBE, because that was a good uplift, actually. There were some good Northern Power women in this year's honours. So we've got a great sort of live session with her later today. But what we're doing on the 25th of January, we're doing a carousel networking event with Liverpool John Moores University. So we've already got over 60 people signed up to be networkers, if you like, because let's face it, you know, our students are in, you know, either at home or in their dorms or in their accommodation studying from home. Yeah. And, you know, we want to build, never mind walls, we want to build networks around the power of network and the power of community. We know is so valuable.
That's what's going to take us forward, isn't it? Definitely.
Oh, it is, because it's people that help us. So, you know, that's what we're doing about. So that's what we're looking through and chipping our space through the wall is we're going to, you know, really support and, you know, get involved and, you know, really hopefully help support, you know, these, our young future talent. But then what we're really excited about is on the 8th of March, which is International Women's Day, which is also the same day as the 2020 awards, rescheduled. But on the day, what we want to do is, because we're mindful, is we're going to be celebrating differently for the awards in the evening. We will be massively high-fiving and celebrating the fantastic role models. But we want to do in the day, we want to, I mean, there couldn't be a better theme this year, could there? More apt, never mind better. Choose to challenge as the theme of this year's International Women's Day. So we're going to be running one carousel networking event and one for early careers. So those young Northern Power women who are in the early stages of their career who will also be having their challenges. How do I get to the next step? What do I do? Can I do this in a virtual environment? So we're going to have a carousel networking event for early careers, and we're going to have a carousel mentoring event for undergrads. So working with our universities. And then we're also, because, you know, we created on this podcast the Be Heard campaign about having our voices heard. Yeah. We're asking and we're shouting out for people to get involved in we're putting under the banner of NPW Live. So that's what International Women's Day is going to be for us this year. NPW Live, share your 3-minute video. And it's going to be about the choices that you've made, about the challenges and about the change. So what are those 3 minutes, whether they be top tips, whether they be experience, motivation, whatever it is, pass it on. We're encouraging this International Women's Day people to pay it forward and to pass it on. Share your wisdom, your skills, your knowledge, but capture it in those 3-minute videos. If you've never done it before, do it. Give it a go. We'll put it on our YouTube channel, and then we'll select a dozen of them to be streamed on the day as well. And we're also going to blog about it, because we know people will communicate and listen and engage in different ways. So please do get involved. Get involved. All the information is on northernpowerwomen.com. Everything is on the website for you to download, to get your colleagues involved. So don't create your own event for the sake of it. Come under the MPW Live umbrella, because yeah. Then we can make, we don't just want to be noisy, we want to make some really impactful, disruptive noise. So come, let's all be together on this. We're not all in this together, we're all in feeling in different ways, but actually let's all be together in this. Let's collaborate and let's choose to challenge the new norms.
You see, all that sounds incredible and amazing. And there is so much to look forward to. It just feels like a big old slog to get there, right? That's the thing right now. All the roadblocks that are in our way is what's just making everything 10 times harder than it really should be. And I really salute you, because you, as I said, are so resilient and so positive and so brimming with loads of different ideas. And I know that your vision for the awards, the 2021/2020 awards, the reimagined 2020 awards in 2021, people have been to 101 virtual awards where they've just sat watching stuff on Zoom. This really is not like that. It is going to be like you are part of a huge TV production. So it's going to be great fun. It's going to be like nothing you've ever experienced before. So we would love you to be part of it. As Simone said, everything is on the website, northernpowerwomen.com. It's going to be great.
Well, you've got to get involved in it. Maybe not in the morning one. That might be a bit early for you. You know what I mean? But obviously, yeah. you'll be with us for the awards anyway. But yeah, we've already had 50 organisations and associations and CACs, or different sizes, all getting involved. So there's a space for you. You as an individual, you as an organisation. Please, let's all get together on this, because together we're stronger, right?
Absolutely. Let's do it. Fabulous stuff. Right, look, should we get some life lessons going on in our world? Let's hear from a fantastic woman, Lisa Maynard-Atem. Tell us about Lisa.
Congratulations, Lisa has just been appointed as the Managing Director for the Black United Representation Network, which was set up last year, a fantastic organisation which is all around, Black heritage and representation at board level. So we are going to be collaborating with BURN, as the acronym is, this month as well. So really excited about that. But she's an accomplished and creative social media strategist with a proven track record, and she's built and developed a social portfolio for Harrods, no less. She started their Instagram from zero and grew it to over 1.1 million followers. Wow. And here are Lisa's life lessons.
Hi, my name is Lisa Maynard-Atem, and I am the Managing Director of the Black United Representation Network, otherwise known as BURN CIC. Question number one, tell us about an important role model in your life. Well, for me, I actually have two role models. One of them obviously is going to be my mum, because my mum has worked incredibly hard and invested so much into me and my sister and made so many sacrifices. So she would be my number one role model. My second role model would be my CEO, which is Dr. Marilyn Comrie. I've known Marilyn for around 15 years, and she has been so inspirational. She's just an incredible woman. She's honest. She's open. She's just a great person to know personally and professionally, and she's really, really inspired me, and she's always supported me and championed my career, which I have always appreciated. So those would be my two role models. Question two, what's one piece of advice that had really stuck with you? I think the piece of advice that's really stuck with me and has really come back to my mind during the pandemic is start from where you are and work with what you have. Obviously, with the current climate and how everything's gone this year, things are just so up in the air for all of us. So I think that's a really, really good piece of advice. And it's a piece of advice that's really helped me a lot during 2020. So yes, start from where you are and work with what you have. I think it's a great piece of advice, especially in the current climate. Question 3, if you had a chance to change a decision in your career, what would it be? I actually wouldn't change any decisions that I have made in my career, because I feel like all of the decisions that I have made have brought me to where I am today, which is being the managing director of this incredible organization. So no, I don't actually think I would change any decision that I have made throughout my career. I think all of those decisions have brought me to where I am today, which is a really exciting place. So no, I wouldn't change them. Tell us about a mistake and the lesson it taught you. I think a mistake I made when I was younger was I would give absolutely everybody the benefit of the doubt, even when they didn't behave so well, because I was raised on the belief that, you know, you always treat people kindly, always treat people in the way that you yourself would want to be treated. And whilst that is definitely a school of thought that I subscribe to, I do think that there are times when, you know, when a person shows you their colours, you need to act accordingly. And in the past, when somebody has shown me their colours and those colours haven't been necessarily positive, I've still been very, very nice to them. I've still been extremely accommodating when what I should have been is a lot stronger. But obviously, I've kind of grown over the years and developed over the years. So now I know how to deal with different types of people. But when I was younger, I was definitely guilty of giving everyone the benefit of the doubt and treating everybody the same when I didn't necessarily get the same back in return. Question 5. What advice would you pass on to someone starting their career today? My advice would be to upskill yourself as much as possible. When I first started working many years ago, you know, it was still the mentality that, you know, you had a job for life. Whereas now that is no longer the case. So I would say make sure that you have as many skills and as many strings to your bow as possible. Obviously, don't overdo it, because you want to make sure that you do everything to a high standard. But I would say educate yourself and arm yourself with as much knowledge as possible, because that is going to be your greatest weapon in your arsenal. Okay, guys, thank you very much. Bye.
Thank you so much to Lisa Maynard Attem. Do you know what I loved? I loved a couple of things she said really resonated with me. One was start with where you are and work with what you have. Because quite often we go, but they're over there, but they're further on than me, but they're climbing the mountain already. It's like, no. Focus on where you are. It's okay. Work with what you have. I think that is fantastic advice. And I really, there was another thing. I thought it was really interesting how she thinks she should have been less accommodating to some people. You know, we all think, don't we, of Michelle Obama, they go low, we go high. And there is a point where I totally agree with Michelle Obama, basically pretty much everything Michelle Obama says, but I agree with Michelle Obama, but there also does become a point when you go, I just need to walk away from this, or I need to kind of fight them on their own level, because some people, we presume everyone's kind of got the great same attitude and respectfulness that we have. A lot of people don't, sadly. Or no, that's not fair. Some people don't. And it's good to just go, kick him to the curb. I'm done with it. It's all right to say, I'm done with that. And I did like upskill yourself as well. She said, none of us have a job for life anymore. Get many, many strings to your bow. And I've talked about this before on the podcast, but certainly, you know, I started out, I left university, I worked in journalism for a bit, and then I went to work in marketing and PR, and then I didn't get into radio till I was 30, and I thought, oh no, I've wasted all of my 20s. I did marketing and PR and a bit of journalism. How's that going to feed into me being on the radio? Guess what? Every single skill that I used during those times have come into play during my later career. And now, of course, I'm writing and producing and presenting here in the States, and again, all that skill set has come into play. So really, don't be afraid of doing, you know, I don't think it is jack of all trades, master of none. I think it's, you know, many skilled is the way forward, because then you can pivot and you can adapt, because we live in a world where, as I think we've already ascertained, Simone, anything can happen and probably will. And it's a good way to be nimble, but man alive, it's tough, right?
Oh my goodness, it is. You know, I loved the upskill yourself, because there is no one straight route, is there? So I love that. And so we've done, we talked, didn't we, at the end of last year on our team podcast about our Take Up 21 campaign, what are you taking up to brighten your 2021? And I like the wording of that, brighten. Yes, and we all need a bit of brightness at the moment. So 7.7% of people are going to take up a new hobby, 48.7% more self-care. I'm trying that. I failed already. Building better habits, 35.9%. And other 7%. And in that, we've got, I'm juicing, Laura Hepburn, she's juicing. she's detoxing 2020.
I'm detoxing right now. I'm detoxing.
Oh, and then we've got Corinne Brown, who she's learning. She's just joined an online French course.
Wow. Phil
News is talking about volunteering. And if you remember our very own Rasheen McHugh, she talked about, you know, that volunteering
yes.
as well.
Yeah.
And Caroline Whitehead, who we love, Zebra Lady, she's more self-care, putting my oxygen mask on first as I am undergoing a matriarchal metamorphosis. I can't wait to see that. It'll be glamorous. There'll be a tiara as well.
There'll be animal print for sure. Yeah, love it.
Oh, there will. I know. She says it's not just about bubble baths and fizz, but that helps too.
Oh, absolutely. A bath. I know, I do love a bath. Do you know what? I was speaking to somebody here in the States who is she's a postpartum doula, which means she helps women who've given birth as opposed to someone who helps women to give birth. So it's kind of post-birth. She helps women kind of, you know, get themselves back when sometimes you feel like you've fallen apart a bit after having a baby. And she talked about glow time and the fact you should take this time to yourself. And she said, you know, self-care isn't always just having time to have a bubble bath and kind of chill out for a couple of hours, especially when you've got a new baby that is impossible. She said, just checking in with yourself, just giving yourself 2 minutes to check in and go, are you all right? How are you feeling? You're doing a good job. She says, talk to yourself like you would talk to someone else. Give yourself that encouragement as if you were talking to someone else who is really close and dear to you. Because we don't do that quite often, do we? We go, why have I done all this wrong? It's all gone wrong. It's all so hard. You're rubbish. And all these voices come in. And she said, never talk to yourself like that. So again, I think self-care can be about just taking a couple of minutes to go, you're all right. You're doing good. Keep going. You're all right. And I think with what 2021's thrown at us so far, that's the way forward, I reckon.
100%. And I, you know, even though I'm not great at the self-care, but I have, you know, restarted my morning walks again, even if it is literally just round the block and that. And you literally put my headphones in, I've actually tried to stay away a bit from the news, although to be honest,
good idea.
It took over a little bit last week, but, and just listen to, I just did that. Eleanor Oliphant is okay, or Oliphant, I can't even say it. Yeah. Is fine, an award-winning book.
Great book, I read that, yeah.
I audibled that in in a couple of days, and I think so, you know, that to me, my Audible book and my trainers and 5,000 layers down the bracing waterfront of Liverpool is where I'm at the moment. But yeah, that's definitely helping because there's nothing like a bit of sea air to clear away the collie wobbles, which there's been quite a few this week. But anyway, do you know what? Onwards and upwards. You know, another week ahead.
100%. We'd love to hear from you, though. How are you doing, essentially? How are you coping? What are you taking up? Have you got any great tips for kind of 2 minute self-care that we can all take on in what are turning out to be as tough a times as they have been? We'd love to hear from you, and we'd love your life lessons as well. Just send us an email, podcast@northernpowerwomen.com, and we will tell you exactly what you need to do if you'd like to send life lessons, or we will definitely use your advice and your wisdom and your thoughts on the next episode. So please do get in touch. Email podcast@northernpowerwomen.com. Thank you. Well, there we go for another week. Simone, go and please pour yourself a glass of wine and get in a bath somewhere. It doesn't even have to be your own. Mix it up a bit. Go mad. Break into someone's home. Get in their bath. Why not? And then we'll speak, of course, next week here on the Northern Power Women podcast. It is coming your way on Monday, January the 18th. Until then, I'm Sam Walker, and the Northern Power Women podcast is a What Goes On Media production.